where it got so bad that he was unable to feed himself.
Unexplained things, you know, just strange pains that the medical world really doesn't have answers for at that point.
I struggle with stress. Sometimes it feels so overwhelming that you feel like you're drowning. Yay.
Your thoughts have power. All throughout the scriptures, we read about this call for us to renew our minds. God understands that how we think is going to determine how we live, how we see ourselves, how we see others, and our capacity to love other people and to love God. And dear brothers and sisters, I want to submit this is an area in our lives where the enemy is trying to enter in order to put us in bondage. He's trying to plant his ideas, his lies in your mind so that you think the way he does. See, he's always depressed. He's always fearful. He's always traumatized. He's always looking over his shoulder. He is always paranoid. And he wants to make you that. But yet, Yeshua, Jesus, is none of those things. He is not fearful of the things of this world. He is not paranoid because he knows his Father. He is not weak because he knows that the Holy Spirit makes him strong. And with all of the truth of God's word, that can come and set us free. You know, both me and Christina, we have stories where throughout our life, we have gone through times of trial, gone through times where the enemy has tried to come and plant thoughts and lies. And these have been things that have that play into the enemy's plan of trying to keep us from our calling in God.
And you know, the enemy is really sneaky about the way he does this. He will tell you that, you know, the fear that you're feeling is really wisdom. You know, to not do, to not go, to not say, that's actually wisdom to not do these things. But of course, you know, at level of discernment, what is wisdom? We go back to God's word. Everything needs to be going back to God's word. That understanding of going to the Father in prayer, you know, Father, what would you have me do? What would you have me say in any situation? But when there is an automatic response of fear, I don't want to, something bad is going to happen, sort of the way we see the world, the way we see circumstances, going out, driving down the road, I'm going to get in a car accident. You know, just we need to audit ourselves, because if that is our constant mindset, it's going to destroy us, really, and actually really harm us, keep us from being able to walk out the Father's will in our lives. If God would have you go somewhere, but for example, if fear is controlling you, even under the guise of, you know, wisdom, right, that if God is calling you to drive somewhere and it's 10 hours away, but that fear of like, no, I can't drive 10 hours away, that's going to be an automatic car accident and I'll die. And then what will happen to my family and to my kids and this? And then the whole world starts to crash on, you know, down. The whole world explodes because of this one thing. That's what the enemy likes to do. He likes to make it into this spiral down the tube, sort of just paranoia sort of thing that is not of God. It's not healthy.
And there's a lot of paranoia right now, even going around as we speak, regarding many of the signs in the skies that people are talking about, right? They're talking about the signs of the times and that Yeshua is coming back soon. But they're speaking of it not only in the context of, wow, he's coming back soon, that is exciting, but also in the context of fear. And what does that mean? And, you know, what's going to happen to us? Where are we going to live when the tribulation hits the world? You know, and whenever the Messiah came to speak and give us truths, he always pointed us to what he wanted us to do, to be busy with, not as a, oh no, what are we going to do with our, you know, our hands and our hair, but rather a, we know he is coming. Let's all the more be busy with the things of the Lord. And so the enemy comes with the sign. Well, he uses the signs to speak to us lies about what it means for us and our future. But the Father uses the signs and uses it to speak to hope into our lives. You know, and so that's just one example. But like, there's tons of stuff that we have to constantly be auditing our hearts with. Okay, the world has got many bad reports to say about our future, about your, you know, specific calling. And at that intersection with those bad reports, you have to decide, will I enter the land of promise? And that means I need to step in with faith. Now, many people, they do not ever in their life step forward in faith. They always remain controlled by fear. And that literally, if you allow that, that will literally rob your calling from you. What God has created you to be, your purpose, all of that. Like, if you do not step out in faith, if you do not basically believe in the God you say you believe in, he who says that he is going to protect us, then you will miss all of the blessings in the promised land that he has in store for you. And so this is, I'm just saying this because this is so huge. This is, it's not too late for you if you're listening to this, that if you have things that the Father, you know, he's laying on your heart to do, but you have all of these fears and doubts and worries and negativity from people and you're too weak and whatever it is coming your way, really ask yourself, who do you get your identity from? And this is really where I want us to go now, because what someone says, what a circumstance says about you is nothing compared to who the Father is and what he says about you, what he declares about you, my son, my daughter, my precious one whom I have created with purpose. Those are things that we have to believe. And if you look, if here's the simple matter is, the more you get to know Yeshua, the more you come in his presence and get grow closer to him, the more you're going to know who you are, the more you're going to know what your identity is. But see, we surround ourselves so much with the words and thoughts of the world and men that when we get in the midst of the thoughts of our God, it's a strange thing because we are not really in his midst as much as we should be, seeking his thoughts and his words over our life first and foremostly.
And that's why it's so important to know his voice so well. And of course, it's how we know his voice, how we get to know his voice is by spending that time with him. So that when the voice of a stranger comes, when that voice of a person who is a friend even, but yet speaks something that isn't of God's heart, we can recognize and go, that's, you know, that doesn't line up with what my Father has said about me, my identity, or a calling I know he's given. But as well, in the midst of all this, we're not saying to discount like wisdom and confirmation and seeking wise counsel, not in any way. We're talking about if a thought that is being planted into your mind leads you away from walking out in faith or walking out in God's will, or is isolating you from people, or is causing you to live in a place of fear or hatred of self, or these things that we can look at a scripture and says, this is not healthy spiritually, physically, emotionally. We always go back to God's word and all of these things. And so it's important to speak to others. If you find yourself battling with the attacks of the enemy on who you are as a person, or being able to love others, you just struggle in these areas, go seek out those who are mature in the faith that can encourage you, that can build you up as well, because this is not something we're supposed to do alone. We need the body of Messiah.
Amen. So guys, it's very important to think about what is entering your mind every day, every thought that comes, audit it and ask, is this of the Lord? Is this what Yeshua is speaking to me? Or is this from a different kingdom, from the enemy? Or is this something of the flesh itself? You know, sometimes even it's not just negative thoughts or bad reports, but sometimes it's, well, I don't want to. And the flesh is, you know, has its own desires. You know, this fallen nature of ours, as Paul talked about himself, he struggled with, as we all do with that. And we have to recognize, well, I may not feel like it, but what is God wanting me to do? Because you are not going to feel like doing the will of God 90% of the time.
Right.
Like you're going to feel like doing the will of you.
It's really uncomfortable to step out of the boat, and it's really scary sometimes. Everything in our brain goes at is the dumbest thing to do, stepping out of a boat onto the stormy waves. How is that wise? How is that smart? But if there is absolute clarity that God is calling you,
but also I would encourage you to pray and fast so that you can grow in authority over your flesh, so the spirit can be strengthened.
Absolutely.
And then in that moment, you're able to more easily discount the desires of the flesh for the sake of what the spirit wants.
Can you share even your own story of how you struggled in this area a few years back?
Yeah, so I remember when I moved to the United States, there was a whole bunch of stuff happening in my life a couple of years back. You know, I met Christina. We were planning to get married soon. You know, I left my job, which was the stable, you know, 9-to-5 kind of job. I obviously was moving. I was leaving my family and friends and everything I knew back in my country. But I knew that God was calling me and Christina to settle in the United States. And so, you know, I felt good. I felt I've got this. I felt this is something that I can deal with. In fact, as believers, you know, you feel this pressure of you need to be able to deal with whatever's coming your way. So that's where I was at. And so I, you know, we moved, we got married, you know, a lot of big things happening all at once in anyone's life. And, you know, the months went by, you know, we've settled, but suddenly, you know, I just started experiencing all kinds of weird stuff happening with me. You know, I've experienced a lot of pain in my body and unexplained things, you know, just strange pains that the medical world really doesn't have answers for at that point. And long story short, in really pursuing with the Father what's going on, you know, he spoke to me and he showed me, Petey, you have been carrying so many burdens and pressures. And, you know, sometimes what the lie is very covert. It's something that we don't realize is where we have accepted the lie that we should deal with everything, that we should carry everything. And you know, maybe you're just a mom, maybe you're a dad, a provider of the household, maybe whatever you are, all of our daily responsibilities comes with a lot of understandably pressures, you know, things that we have to face. And so the enemy's going to come to you and he's going to say, well, regardless of what you're facing, that's for you to carry. And yeah, that actually leads us to sin, because Yeshua comes to us and he says, come you who are weary and burdened, and bring your burdens to me. Let me carry it. See, when we weigh ourselves down with the burdens of the world, we are carrying burdens that are not ours to carry. Yeshua said, I have come to carry those burdens. And so when we lay those burdens on ourselves, we say, these pressures are mine to carry. And what we do is we boast in our own ability, subconsciously, that we think that we're able to deal with this, which reality, no, we can't. That's why Yeshua said, bring your burdens to me. So humble yourself, recognize, I can't deal with all this. I can't carry the burdens in my life. And see, when I recognize, wow, I've been actually trying to, yeah, I've prayed. Like I've said, God, help me in my moving. God, help me in my ministry. God, you know, I've done all that. This is not about me not praying. But even though I prayed and I went through all of that, I did not every day make sure that, whoa, why am I stressed? Why am I fearful? Oh, I feel this. I'm going to just bury that feeling. I'm just going to like ignore it. I'm just going to like, yeah, I'm not supposed to feel that, have that kind of perspective. And that in of itself is a boasting in now your own ability to, that you can deal with this. That's why you bury it instead of, whoa, God, there's this in my life. God, there's that in my life. And no matter how big or how small it is, God, I need to give this to you. I am weak. You, in fact, died for me because I'm so weak, so that I can be delivered of these things, and so that you and your power of your spirit and all of your strength, you can deliver me of all that and carry that for me. So I would just encourage all of you to really dig deep, even of the things that you've buried, and look, write it down, say, God, I lift this up to you. God, I give this to you. Carry my burdens.
And God desires to do that for you. Just like PD shared, it was a crazy time because, like he said, it happened out of nowhere, it seemed, where it got so bad that he was unable to feed himself and he was struggling to sleep at night. We made videos talking about that and sharing what was going on, asking for prayer at that point, and there was a whole lot of prayer going on. But what God revealed as we did a 21-day fast and really, really, you know, continued to press in on this, was that in this area, there were burdens that Petey had placed upon himself that he needed to give to God. Those thoughts had power, and you need to give thoughts, burdens, all these things, these weights to the Father. And the hardest thing to do sometimes is to surrender and to open up those hands and say, here, God, take it.
And the crazy thing is sometimes those thoughts are not necessarily just what you consciously like think, but sometimes it's things that did enter your mind consciously, but then you buried it and it's just sitting in your subconscious. You don't even know it's there sometimes because it's become so normal and part of your day-to-day life. So, you know, don't just even think about the thoughts that are coming consciously into your mind every day, but also look into your past, look into the things you've gone through, because those things build over time and it presses us into places where it can even cause sickness. It can cause not just, you know, spiritual anguish or emotional anguish, but even physical anguish in our bodies.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's the thing also, like going back into struggles we might have faced as a child or at work or college, you know, that moment when you got fired, the moment when there was trauma, there was hurt, there was something that was going on in your life. If you're still carrying that, you know, that's also a burden that can affect the way you see yourself, the way you see others, trusting others, or even seeing yourself as valuable, and, you know, so on and so forth. It's so important, and sometimes to continuously lay those down and to surrender those things and say, Father, I can't carry this on my own. I'm not meant to, but Father, I know you can carry this. And so I give it to you.
And sometimes the root of it is that we don't see Yeshua in the way we should fully. We don't see that he is our provider. We don't see that he is our sustenance, our bread of life, our living waters. You know, we start trying to depend on ourselves, and we start trying to get life from ourselves subconsciously. We don't understand. We don't know we're doing in the moment, but just on how we're interacting with these trials, that is how, you know, trial will really cause you, will test to see where do you go for your life? Where do you go for your help? Where do you go for your sustenance? So many people, when they face trial, they're going to try and just sort it out with their own, on their own. They're going to try and grasp for answers and wisdom in all kinds of worldly places. And there's others who are going to come to a place of recognition that, like, I need to grab a hold of the garment of the Messiah. He is the life. He is my sustenance. And he then delivers me, right?
Yeah. I feel like stress. So I struggle with stress, and sometimes it feels so overwhelming that you feel like you're drowning. Yay. And I'm being open and honest, but I'm sure some of y'all can relate with this. But I also feel like this is when you are accumulating burdens that you hadn't even realized were burdens that you've been accumulating, because they're good things to be worrying about and thinking about, in a sense, like wanting your family member to come back to the Father. And this is something we should be, you know, praying without ceasing, right? But when you have like the fear and the things that come along with it that are not of God, right? You are to just simply, as I pray, Father, I give this to you, your will be done. But as I do this, or the concern about the future or finances, the concern about a marriage issue, or a concern about this, or the project you're working on that you really struggle to finish, whatever, you know, fill in the blank, that these stresses that you have in your life, yes, we have things to do that God has placed before us, but just remembering to allow God to help you through each of these things and not allow the enemy to start just overwhelming you with stress, because that ends up with, Satan wants to get you in a hole. He wants to get you so beat down that you can't hear the Father's voice because you're so overwhelmed by all the craziness that he throws at you.
Yeshua said, do not worry about tomorrow, you know, for tomorrow has its own. Look to today. So he's teaching there for us to look, to not be overwhelmed with the future, but rather look at the things that are in front of you right now, today, this day, literally this day, because that allows you to approach it day by day. And every day is new. Every day you have new strength and energy and sustenance from the Father. But when you see oh, look at everything. Everything is so dark. Everything is so big. Everything is so, how can I ever tackle all of this stuff in my life that's going on? You know, instead of Yeshua saying, look, there is something in front of you right now. Today, I'm giving you the strength for that. And tomorrow, I'm going to give you strength for tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Every day is going to give you the strength for that.
It's like a storm that's whirling about you, and you just don't. You can't see clearly sometimes when that storm is raging around you, but we have a Messiah who could calm the raging seas, who could tell the storm to be still, and he can do that for you as well. But you do need to step forward and go to him and say, Heavenly Father, I need your help in this area in my life, and he can give that to you.
Right, so let's pray that right now for anyone who's listening to this. Maybe you're listening and you're like, I've got storms in my life. I've got trials in my life. I've got questions in my life that I need answers for. I've got all kinds of worries, you know. Surrender the pressures and the fears and everything to the Father. All right, so Father, Lord, we thank you for all that you are to us, that you are a deliverer, that you are our sustenance, that you are our provider. And Father, I thank you that you have our hair numbered on our head. You, how much more do you know our concerns and worries? Father, I pray, Lord, that you would come and give us the perspective of who you are, the God of the universe, who knows us intimately and who fights for us. And so, Lord, all of our battles, our trials, our worries, our fears, our anxieties, our stresses, our pressures, we surrender to you now, and we ask that you would come and carry our burdens, give us strength. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that as your Holy Spirit comes to comfort us, that you speak truth in our hearts, and that every lie is destroyed that we have believed, and that we can live in complete freedom from all of the fears that have come in because of the lies that we have inclined our ears to.
Yes, Father, heal our hearts, heal our minds.
Amen. Father, I thank you, Lord, for who you are. And I pray, Lord, that you would come to every spirit of fear, every anxiety, every suicidal thought even, Lord, that people may be faced right now. Lord, we speak to all of that in the name of Yeshua. And we command that to leave. And Father, I thank you for your Spirit, your Holy Spirit of peace, as you are the Prince of Peace, to come upon them, that they may experience you and your peace for who you are. We pray all this in the name of Yeshua. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you guys in the next one. Blessings to you and shalom.
Blessings and shalom.